Well, welcome to another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly, along with Casey Cloak. I'm a little sad, I have to tell you, though.
Why are you sad?
Because we haven't gotten one.
Any calls?
No, not one.
I was
going to
ask. Oh,
not
man.
An email.
Not an email or anything.
But you know who I'm sad for? Not us. I'm sad for the listener because I feel like it's indicative of maybe somebody missing out on
all
this great entertainment.
They have no idea what we talk about behind the microphone. And I tell you what, they've got some more juice.
So humor us, will you? Just give us a mercy phone call, will you? 856-318-9873. That's the Kevin and Casey hotline. We have a hotline.
I like that.
856-318-9873. Or you can always email Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. That's H-I-L-L-E-Y.
Yay. Maybe we'll get a few more. You know, or not a few more. Maybe we'll get some.
Or maybe nobody.
Any? Anybody out there?
We're talking to ourselves sometimes. You know, it's like, I just want to know.
We have fun either way, so it doesn't matter.
Well, see, I know though people do listen.
Yeah.
Because I'll see the podcast numbers afterwards.
Well,
so
good.
Maybe they listened for 10 seconds ago.
At least I could say I listened.
This isn't worth my time. Yeah, exactly. Are you the type of person that doesn't like your food touching on the plate?
Oh my gosh, yes. I am one of
those
people.
Are you really?
Yes. Yes, I'm not even kidding.
I haven't met many adults like
that. Yes, I am.
It's
and
a
that's
big
the
kid
funny thing.
Thing
it but... didn't start from my childhood. I mean, I had no issues with food touching as a
when
kid.
When you were a kid, it was okay.
No. I don't remember like being the one to fight over this plate separator with my child because I want it because I don't want my gravy touching my corn. And
right.
I will admit it. Yeah. In fact, I'm not the only one out there, though. My sister-in-law is just like me. So at Thanksgiving, we are always excited. We literally will point out the plates that are available if they have the different squares.
We're
like, look, you know, this is great.
See, I got to talking about this food cubby, as it's called, and this is the product they're selling. It's little things that suction to your plate.
I think it's awesome.
And they're dividers.
Yeah.
And people were saying, well, you could just use like a divided plate. No, but if you have
not always.
No.
I mean, those are things I'm going to carry now in my purse. When I go to the restaurant, here, will you give that to the chef, please, as he prepares my plate?
That's the other thing. Do you use them in a restaurant?
I don't know if I would go that far. If somebody else started that trend, maybe.
If this is an issue.
I'm not kidding. It really is an issue. Like, I tolerate it, but it's... I will link it. I have a little OCD on certain things, and I think it's linked to that.
But like really like harmless stuff.
Yeah, no, I think this is harmless, but it does bother me. I tell you, I'm not kidding.
One of my kids is like this, and I think she still is as an adult, but I know for sure as a kid, she was like, food can't touch, peas can't. Did you see the example, by the way, in the picture that we had of the plate, and it had the dividers.
Yeah, yeah.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Right next to...
applesauce or something.
A fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
Who in the world eats fruit cocktail with spaghetti?
When I saw that plate, I'm like, that's definitely a kid's plate. And you know what? Okay.
But that's a bigger food problem than food touching. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you're eating fruit cocktail with spaghetti, somebody needs to do a food intervention or something.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
But the food cubby, it's like a big thing. And apparently.
I had never heard of it. And you know, food cubby, I was picturing when you mentioned that, I'm like, oh, okay. Are we talking like storage space at work? It's your own personal food cubby, you know, what is this pertaining to?
Food,
you know, you hear people like that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And when I Googled it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got excited. I was so excited to see that there's actually a product out there.
Well here's what, I seriously, if you're an adult, and you have this thing about, and look, no judgment here, okay? If you're an adult, and you have a thing about food touching on the plate, would you let us know? I'd love to hear from you. 856-318-9873. The Kevin and Casey hotline, and just
specify if it's certain foods too, because I am it's all about the runniness.
Oh, like
really? if the food is going to stay stationary on my plate,
right,
then I'm not, it's fine. I still make sure there's plenty of room, you know, there's buffer zones.
You must have a real issue then with like foods that have like a runny sort of,
oh yeah,
like
I do.
Beans.
I do. So what I do, you know, is I put that on my plate first, eat it, and then I go back. And
oh my God.
I do. My husband, it drives him crazy. And you know what he'll do? He'll take his fork and reach over and mix all of my food together.
Oh.
I'm like, no.
Oh, that's grounds for divorce right there.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Well, you know, I have a cousin, seriously, who will eat one, like say there are three things on the plate. He'll eat all of one.
I
then go all to the
to
other.
And
then,
now I get a little more versatile, but I don't even know. So I don't even know I'm doing it. But if I really evaluate the way I eat, there are some weird habits there, and I don't know where in the world they came from.
The food cubby. It's really a product that
I was excited
off.
To see it. You know, there's so many things out there that you just don't even know about. In fact, I have another example just the other day. So Amazon, there's a few things I get on Amazon.
Right.
Just out of, okay, that's where I can find it.
Yeah.
And I guess now with, you know, websites are so smart these days. So they
tell
you what you need.
Oh, they know what you're shopping for.
Yeah,
sure,
they tell you what you need before
all
you know
of a sudden
you need
see
it.
An ad pop up.
Absolutely.
I was just looking for that.
Yes, yes. It's kind of scary
sometimes.
Yeah,
it's freaky,
you know?
Yeah.
But there was, so Amazon was referring a product. You know, I've been purchasing some baby stuff, you know, over mm-hmm. the last few months and everything. And there was this item called Wendy the Gas Passer. And I'm like, what in the world is
Wendy?
So W-I-N-D-I. Wendy. So Wendy, okay. The Gas Passer.
Yes.
And there's actually a video and everything. And it is hilarious. So if you want a good chuckle, you need to Google that.
Is
and
it a
watch
toy
it.
Or is it a doll?
No, no. Is it is to help if you've ever had a child, especially, you know, the first 6 months.
With flatulence.
Gas is always an issue because they just have trouble with it. So you have gas drops. You have gripe water. There's all these solutions.
Is that an issue with pregnancy?
Not pregnancy. Oh. It's just with the babies. I'll continue. So this is where you're with the babies. Okay. So, of course, they teach you these exercises. You know, take the baby's legs and do the bicycles and rub their tummy to try to push the gas out.
Oh,
okay.
Because they're uncomfortable if they don't get it out.
Yeah, they're screaming.
Right.
My little one, he gets issues like this a lot, which is maybe why Amazon, they're a mind reader. I don't know if I'm going to buy this or not, but I'm intrigued. But it's a matter of, I'll just say it's an instrument that helps relieve the gas.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, you know, it looks safe and it's, I can see why it's better than having to give them gripe water and gas drops and all
true.
That. It's all natural. It's just a product that helps open things up.
Seems
I guess.
Like an easier,
I don't want to really get into
easier. Although I will
watch the video. It's really funny though. It is a cartoon. Let me explain that.
Wendy, W-I-N-D-I. Okay,
Wendy,
all right.
Wendy the gas passer.
I will tell you though that there are benefits to tooting. Okay, to the kid as the grandfather of a 1-year-old. Mm-hmm. When he does that, because if there's a question like, did he do anything in his pants yet? There you go. Now we know. See,
exactly
that first signal.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling
and usually
you.
That's usually our issue with ours.
It's kind of like
Wesley.
God's alert, you know, time to change the diaper.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Although, I don't know. Mine is, he has gas issues a lot. So
right.
And maybe that's why it popped up. But I am intrigued on this one.
Sounds,
it seems
like
easier because you hate putting so many things in their system, you know, and especially it's just quite interesting. It is. I thought it was a joke. I laughed, if you look at the reviews too, there's some. It's almost like that other one. I'm gonna get off the baby topic, but there's another one that absolutely grossed me out, and I have girlfriends that swear by it.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it's called. It's like a nose Frida or something like that, where you literally. You'd suck the snot out of your child's nose with your mouth.
Well, you know,
instead of using the little turkey baster, you know.
That's funny that you mentioned that because I thought about that.
Uh-huh.
And that is.
They swear by him.
That is how years and years ago, especially with pneumonia and and you know, the Spanish flu. You would die from that if you didn't get it out, especially a baby.
Yeah.
So the parents had to go over there and...
It's got tubing.
Yeah.
This has got like this tubing and it's safe. Apparently there's no spit that's
going to get in your
mouth.
It's like siphoning
gas. Yeah. So exactly. So you literally... And it looks so easy.
Make sure it doesn't hit your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because you don't want to... No. Okay.
Practice round. Okay.
Now you're grossing me out. But I am struggling with that right now because Wesley's really congested and I got to get that little... bulb thing out.
Oh,
and
they hate
that. He really hates it now. And he's moving his head and like, gosh.
And
I watched a video and it looks super easy.
You have to hold his arms down.
Yeah, you have to hold the head down.
Yeah, it's like torture.
I pinned my son on the floor now.
I know, you feel awful.
He didn't mind it, you know, about a month ago, but he just now, his nose is just gone up and down. Now, as soon as I get that thing out, he starts screaming. He knows what I'm about to do.
That's bizarre. Speaking of bizarre, there's a 55-year-old woman and her father passed away a number of years ago, had himself cryogenically frozen.
Oh, that freaks me out.
Debbie Fleming is her name. She wants to have the same thing done to herself and her dog, her corgi,
and her
Sherry.
And her dog.
Because so that in the event that in the future we have the technology, dad wakes up, there she is with him because she doesn't want him to be lonely.
That's... That's eerie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to wake up like 100 years from now. It just terrifies me to figure out what this whole world's going to be like in 100 years. I don't think that. I want to know.
Everybody you know is going to be dead anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, they've made movies like that, you know, where I can't remember which. That one with Mel Gibson, you know, and he came, because wasn't he frozen? He was like a pilot or something.
I can't think of the movie you're talking about, but yeah.
It was from like the 80s, and I remember like Jamie Lee Curtis, she was in it, and Elijah Wood, I think.
What if she wakes up in the future, and it's like Futurama, where it's just your head there? Remember like in the Simpsons, you know, the Simpsons thing?
That would freak me out
too. It's just heads in a jar.
I don't think I would trust
anybody. And you can't do anything about
that. No, thank you.
Her mother, she wanted her mother and her sister to do it too. And she says her mother was always like, no, not for me. One time is enough.
Absolutely. I agree. But here's my question. How much does this cost?
It's expensive. You know? I'm glad you asked here.
I can't even imagine. So your father,
the
and your dog.
The cost of suspended animation for John and Debbie runs about $28,000 each.
Oh,
and
my.
If they include the dog in there, dog is less, I guess. Apparently, it's only $6,000.
A month or a year?
Total, I guess. So you're talking 36, we're talking 42, 45, whatever. I'm not doing
that. Gosh. I would want to see? This is where my mind goes.
Yeah.
I would love to see the contract for this. So, you know, whatever company takes this on.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet they had a whole table of lawyers to help draft this agreement. Because I'm just thinking, you know, what happens if they lose power? What happens if somebody thaws out? You know what I mean?
You've got to have the backup.
That's true.
Although, who's going to know?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have somebody every once in a while stop in once a month? Let me see how Debbie's doing.
Right. Is there an inspector?
Can I see Debbie?
Checks the thermal temperature.
She still looks cold.
Still
that's
frozen.
Good.
Okay.
She looks very good. You know what's funny, though? Her father, John, he owned, I thought this was great. He owned a vending machine business.
Oh my gosh.
Which is like, and he wanted, like I said, he wanted to have his whole family frozen. Only the daughter is up for this.
I wonder how many companies are out there that actually do this. Like, is this a thing?
There are two in the U.S. and one in Russia.
Wow.
And that's it. Those are the only ones in the world that do this right now. The father had like an interest in cryogenics when she was growing up. He was fascinated with it. And he said he was given a flyer about it in the street. And so that's how he kind of.
How'd you start your business? Oh, I just walked around, asked the people they want to be frozen.
She says when she was a kid, they used to visit like the cryogenic facility.
Oh my gosh. Can you, like a school field trip?
I don't know, kids,
guess what? Walt Disney's really here, no matter what they say.
I wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and Dad took us to the cryogenic.
Honestly, that's all I have ever thought about when I hear that. I think of Walt Disney. I don't think he really is, though, is he? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but I always heard that as a kid. And so whenever I think of somebody frozen, that's the only person that comes to mind.
There's a rumor of a number of people.
$28,000, that's not that much. I'm shocked.
No, it's not.
That's got to be like a year
or something.
It's
less than a new car.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Preferably, hopefully it's going to get you further, too. I don't know. But I don't know.
We won't know.
You don't know. Exactly. But who wants to die a second? Because eventually... You're not going to be immortal.
No.
You're just going to...
I don't know. I'm not that scientific. I don't even try. So.
I don't know. And it just...
The poor dog, though. I think that's almost animal cruelty, though.
The dog is like,
You can't tell the dog what's going to happen.
Yeah,
the dogs, you know, they have that sixth sense. They know when it's their time. And then to freeze them, and then they wake up thinking, what the crap? I was supposed to be dead. You can't tell them what happened.
And that's the thing. You know, okay, so what if the dad does wake up?
Okay.
And he looks around. What does Debbie do? Hi, Dad, I'm here.
Yeah.
It's like, where's your mother and sister? Oh, they died 300 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like, what year is
or
this?
Or what, you know, what age was his daughter when he passed away? You know, was she, say, you know, 20s? True. And then she didn't die till her 60s. So he wakes up and his daughter's older than him or something. You know what I mean? What's that?
The Doritos commercial with the guy who gets in the fake box.
Yeah.
He goes, Jimmy,
I'm machine.
You're so old.
I love that. That's what it would be like.
Nah,
that's true.
I don't want to be crying. That doesn't appeal to me at all.
Me neither.
I'm sorry.
That's just a little freaky. It is.
Suspended animation. So speaking of kids, as we just were, do you ever have a problem how many kids do you have now?
I have two.
You have two.
I've got a 6-year-old and a 6-month-old.
You ever have a problem getting them to sleep?
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? Yes.
Is bedtime?
Not my daughter, though.
Right.
My 6-year-old, she usually by 8, I tell her to get her pajamas on. Well, she usually has her pajamas on, but
right.
8 o'clock, she goes to bed. Sometimes 8:15 if she's really trying to push it, but by 8:30, she's out, like lights and everything, and she stays asleep all night.
Okay.
She's been like that since a baby, though.
Our kids are all adults now, and for the most part, they went to bed pretty well when they were children.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, they'll pull little stunts.
Sure.
They want to stay up late,
yeah.
Or they want
to
kind of get a glass, drink a water,
well,
you know,
thirsty.
That whole thing. But generally,
yeah.
It wasn't a problem setting up a bed. But we have a 1-year-old grandson, and man, if he's, like, really overly tired,
oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
That is the worst.
Because he knows he needs to sleep.
Yeah, but he fights it. And, yeah, no, that is my life every day right now.
The trick we used to do when he was, like, 3-4 months old, and we found this kind of by accident, Billy Joel's Lullaby, Goodnight Angel, Goodnight My Angel, or something
okay.
like that. Okay, and it's a song he wrote for Alexa Ray, his little girl,
okay.
when she was a child. And it's just this really soothing thing. And he used to drift off to sleep like crazy.
Really?
Every time we'd play that.
Okay.
And it was great.
Good night, my angel. Time to close your eyes and save these questions for another day.
Okay, so the other night we have him over. It's late. His mom can't pick him up till late. It's bedtime. He's overly tired because he didn't sleep at daycare.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm pulling out every trick in the book, and he's not falling asleep. Okay, that's it. We're going to Billy Joel. We're going to go back to Billy Joel. We haven't listened to Billy Joel, Goodnight, Sweet Angel, for months.
Aww.
And I'm sitting there with him, and I'm just like, okay, here's Billy Joel singing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, my angel. Now it's time to sleep. And still so many things I want to say.
See, this is the song. This is the one that, you know, and it's very soothing, very
sure,
nice, right?
Sure, sure.
And he's not falling asleep. He's just looking up at me like, yeah, I want to play. And he's doing it.
That's not going to work anymore.
It doesn't. I felt myself nodding off.
I'm going to see you fall asleep.
Quite honestly, my head's bobbing. Three times we went through it.
Oh,
it wouldn't work. So I'm like, okay, fine. Let's just see. Get him. So he gets down and he starts dancing around and trying to, you know, like trying to get our attention to play.
Yeah.
My wife and I were sitting there like, no, we're not going to, no stimulus whatsoever.
Right, right.
Let
you try not to talk. Don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't talk. Oh, yeah. That's my 3 o'clock in the morning
feeding. It's like a bear. Don't make eye contact.
I feel like the worst mom when I'm doing that to my son because he wants to eat. And so I don't even look at him. I just stick the bottle in his mouth and I try to hold really still. I don't make any noises because I want to be able to just burp him. Change his diaper and put him back to sleep. So, but there are times where, and then he'll just look at you and he just goes like that and smiles. And I'm like, oh, crap, you're so cute.
It's not going to, I know. See, they got you wrapped
like
around.
He was up 4 o'clock this morning. He thought it was time to get up. There, I kept putting him down and I brought him into bed with me. We do the sleeping
here. How old?
He's 6 months.
Okay.
You're
probably okay. Yeah.
Well, and he's also a little sickly. So he's kind of more needy at the moment. Yeah. Yeah. So I got him in the bed and everything and I get him and his eyes are even rolling. Behind his head. I mean, all you see is whites. He's that tired.
Right.
But he's fighting it. So then he's like touching my face and, you know, talking and the jibber jabber. And I open my eyes and he's right there in my face because he's figured out how to wiggle in my bed now, too. He wiggles like a worm.
Yes, yes.
So I wake up and he's right there in my face and he just smiles. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're such a turd. You are.
Now, have you ever done the Benadryl NyQuil drink?
No.
I'm talking about the older one.
Right. Yeah, that's, you wait till they're like two.
Neither have we.
Not yet.
I'm just telling you, though, when we were little, man.
Oh, yeah.
That worked.
Well, and he's teething too, so I can't tell you how many people have said, get that whiskey out, rub his gums with the whiskey, and he really is teething.
It really does work, though. My father was a Fleischmann's man, let me just tell you right now. And when we were kids and our teeth hurt, rub the whiskey on the teeth. It works.
Gosh,
I know it's not the politically correct thing to do, man, but it works.
Sure.
But if you're doing it, you didn't hear it from me.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I'm not saying I've done it. I'm just saying
people keep
telling me to do that.
I will deny everything and delete this podcast.
Yes,
okay.
So I like that.
there you go. Hey, we really want to hear from you. So shoot us an email, Kevin and Casey. At KevinHilley.com. It's HILLEY.com. Kevin and Casey at KevinHilley.com. Or give us a call.
Yeah.
The Kevin and Casey hotline is missing you. 856 318-9873.
Share your fun stories with us. If you've got a personal story or you see something online that you think is just funny, give us a lead. You know, let us know what you want to hear us talk about.
We're always up for that.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
That's always another edition of the Kevin and Casey Podcast.